Feeling the pressure of politics, war, and cultural chaos? Discover why this could be Washington's year of unshakable hope and how God's covenant faithfulness to Israel and to you changes everything. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Check us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. We are getting ready for the new year in our Hope series. And I just know that this is a time where we are really looking at how do we have hope in 2026? And so we've been using a kind of a root or a foundational Bible verse out of Hebrews chapter 10. And so check that out. Read along with us. Also, if you are following us on a daily basis, we will get back to our regular scheduled time, probably tomorrow or the next day at 6 a.m. But it's been the holidays. We've been kind of relaxing a little bit and just having a great time together in God's Word. So the goal of this daily devotional is to help us change our hearts so that we change the public square. I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, or place in that huddle in the Washington Defender app. And we really want to grow that platform because it allows us to really reach into and around all the things that God is doing in the state of Washington. So let's read our root verse for today. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day drawing near. I'm going to emphasize the last part of this verse today. All the more as you see the day drawing near. Have you noticed that we're seeing the day drawing more and more near? It's getting closer and closer to Jesus coming and getting his bride. So we love this. We want to continue how to stimulate one another without wavering and to love and good deeds and not forsaking coming together. So if you're not plugged into the local body, want to encourage you to do that. So this is going to be a year of hope in Washington State. And our hope is not built on anything less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. In other words, our hope is built only on the blood of Jesus Christ, not in our circumstances, not in our government, not in our incomes, not in anything else but Jesus Christ. So we want to encourage you to think about hope today. And we looked at Abraham yesterday, and you'll hear people say Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And there's a reason for that. So we're going to look at Isaac today, Abraham, Isaac, and then tomorrow, Jacob. It says, now there was a famine in the land beside the previous famine that had occurred in the days of Abraham. So Isaac. Now, remember the story of Isaac. Sarah and Abraham couldn't have children. They were well over 100 years old or at 100 years old. Their bodies were as good as dead. Yet God had promised Abraham that there would be a great nation that would come from him. And we want to see if Isaac has that same promise. So Isaac went to Gerar to Abimelech, king of the Philistines. And the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. So this time they're told not to go to Egypt. And who appeared to Isaac? The Lord. Do not go down to Egypt. Stay in the land which I shall tell you. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. Do you remember Abraham's covenant? Those who bless you, bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And Genesis chapter 12. And I love this because here we have God speaking to Isaac and renewing the covenant again. It says, sojourn to this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and to your descendants, I will give all these lands. So the land that we see so enraged with war today, the land of Israel. And remember, Israel right now is just this little small part of what God had promised to Abraham. Right now we have just a small little sliver, you might say, of land. And yet God promised him all this, this land, almost to, well, we can go back and study that sometime. I don't want to say the wrong rivers. So, and I will sojourn in the land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants, I will give all these lands, and I will establish this oath, which I swore to your father Abraham. So think about this. God is renewing his covenant with Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not Ishmael, but with Isaac. And so we see that God is a God who is faithful. Remember that Hebrew scripture right up here? It says, we have hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. So that's the same thing for us in the state of Washington today. What is that? God is faithful. God is faithful to do far more than we could dream of or imagine. And as we pray over salvation for our loved ones and for salvation for those in government and salvation for those who are in business and medical and all the other areas of life, remember, God is faithful. He's faithful to perform what he said he would perform. And the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Here we go. I lost my spot. I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath which I swore to your father Abraham. Verse 4. I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heavens, and will give your descendants all these lands, and by your descendants all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Sounds very, very familiar, doesn't it? So the covenant was spoke to Abraham. The covenant was spoken to Isaac, and we're going to see tomorrow, and Jacob, which later his name would be changed to Israel. I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven. Abraham was promised that same exact promise. Why? It's the same covenant. And will give your descendants all these lands. Same covenant. People, land, and covenant. And by your descendants, all the nations shall be blessed. Same covenant. If we bless Israel, we will be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed me and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So we see that Abraham had a covenant with God. Isaac had the same covenant with God. It's reminded to him. And God is so faithful. He is abundantly faithful. And to stand in this place where we understand truth and righteousness, that we will be unwavering in our faith. I don't know how else to say this, but when we look at the tensions around the world and we see that Israel has once again become a center of conversation on a global scale, we should take note of this. You know, ever since May 14, 1948, we've been living in those last days. And you say, well, Paul believed he was living in his last days. So how do we know that we're there? Well, look at the tensions that are rising around this world. And we have to be unwavering in our faith. There's a couple things I would encourage you to be unwavering. One, that we serve the one and only true God. One God, expressed in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Creator God. Be unwavering that God is your Creator. He created all of humanity individually. He created all of our world. Be unwavering in that, in your hope in God as Creator. Be unwavering in the fact that you believe in the gospel message, that Jesus died for your sins, that he was buried, that he rose again, and he appeared. Be unwavering in the fact that God's covenant with Israel is still alive today, that God keeps his promise even to a rebellious people. Be unwavering in that. Don't somehow find a way to move around that. In fact, let's look at Romans 11:28. I put this in here. From the standpoint of the gospel, they, the Jews, are enemies for your sake. But from the standpoint of God's choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. Who are the fathers? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So they're beloved. I mean, this is how Paul, a Jew, a Pharisee, saw the scriptures. It's so funny how many people can try to explain this away. But if God is not faithful to Israel, God will not be faithful to us as well. And yet we learn in Hebrews chapter 10, he is a faithful God. And then it says, for the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. Now, I've heard many of us apply this to the Christian, the believer, and it does apply to them. But it's actually speaking in Romans chapter 11 of Israel and the Jewish, the Jews. The giftings and callings of God are irrevocable. And some people will argue like, hey, does Israel even have a right? I mean, look how corrupt or how evil or how blah, blah, blah. And a lot of that stuff is just that what they're calling corruption. It's the same thing that they say with people around us, like they call corrupt. But the gospel message isn't based upon how good we are. The gospel message is based upon how good God is. And God is faithful to complete what he has started. So what do we need in Washington State? Yes, God's called and his gifts are irrevocable to the Jewish people, but God's called and his gifts are irrevocable to the Christian as well. So what do we need as the state of Washington? First, we need our hearts to be renewed through repentance. This is not the time to give up as Christians. It really isn't. It's the time to stand up, to shout from the rooftop, Jesus Christ is Lord. We need a year of holding fast to our confession of our faith. God is our creator. God is our redeemer. God is our sanctifier. God is our provider. God is our judge. God is our our shepherd. You know, God is all these things through the person of Jesus Christ, and he's empowered us through the Holy Spirit. A year where we live out without wavering. I think this is important. We've got to live without wavering. What do I mean by that? I mean, there's so many things that are going to come our way, and if we're not careful, somehow we're going to miss the very fact that Jesus is coming. That we will miss we'll waver. We'll get wrapped up in a lot of conversations and things that just really do not matter. This is going to be a year where we hear the promise of God again, just like Abraham and Isaac. Isaac heard the promise from the Lord. My hope is that you'll hear the promise of the gospel, whether you're a Jew or a Gentile. A year we understand God finishes what he has started. God finishes those things. So let's hold fast. Let's have hope. Let's not give up. Let's continue to tell people about Jesus and that Jesus Christ is Lord, that judgment is coming. Understand that God will hold us all accountable for our sins. The government can't save us. Only Jesus can. So let's turn to the living God and allow him to touch us, renew us, refresh us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. And Lord, we do stand without wavering in our faith. Just as Abraham and Isaac received a promise from you, we have received the promise of your Holy Spirit, the promise of Jesus Christ in our life, that we are one with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus, with the Father, that we serve one true God, the creator of all things, who created us intimately and who have created us individually and made us uniquely his. God, we are part of God's family, and we pray over Washington State. We pray that you would begin to have us come to a place of repentance, to turn towards you, God, to know you in a deeper and intimate way, that we would give up on our foolishness of this progressive ideology that says that we can move beyond the Bible, beyond the things of your word. God, we hold fast to the narrow road, the word of God, and we say yes to you. God, we pray for Governor Ferguson to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ today. We pray that you would take and that you would bow his knees before you, God, that he would recognize you as Lord and as God. We pray for every Democrat, Republican, and Independent to get saved, God. Why? Because if their heart begins to change, then you will begin to change the policies that are so influencing and affecting us. We thank you for what you want to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So I hope you'll go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.